Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Westchester Talk Radio live at the Rye Rotary Foundation Annual Dinner at Whitby Castle in Rye, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, and also Le Polis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. It is Matt Zacho here with some of the players from Rye High Football. We've got Tommy Jr., who has the microphone now. Tommy, tell me what it is like, first of all, to be at a dinner like this. So you've been on the team how long?
2 years.
Yeah, and how is it being coached by Dino Gar?
It's an honor, to say the least. Just being able to watch every single game when I was younger and coming up to be able to play under him means a lot.
What position do you play?
I play offensive guard, defensive tackle.
Yeah, you're a big guy. So I played running back, so I would want to run through your hole. You could get right through the, what was the expression in football? You could drive a Cadillac through the hole. Do you guys still have that expression, or am I outdating myself?
It might be a little bit outdated.
All right, and we have Griffin Myers next to you. And what's up, Griffin? What position do you play?
I play center and middle linebacker.
Center.
Yeah.
That's a tough position.
Yeah.
That's the type of position where you always have to worry about your neck, right?
It's more like you always have to worry about snapping the ball. There's always a little fear, but I just go out there and do my job.
Yeah, and how is it playing in the mud?
Playing in the mud is definitely not fun. Our practice field, our upper field, is always covered in mud, but we've gotten used to it.
Right. And how do you feel about playing for Dino?
It's really an honor. Coming up, as Tommy said, you kind of look up to Coach Gar. He's kind of like his father figure to all of us, so it's just really an honor to play for him.
What was your record this past year?
We were 11-2.
11-2, impressive.
Wait, what were we? 8-2.
8-2. So who were the two losses to?
We lost to Clarkstown South in the regular season, and then we went on to lose to John Jay, Cross River in the second
final. But you beat Harrison.
We did beat Harrison,
nice.
Yeah.
How did
twice,
that feel?
Twice.
That is awesome. Got to love that.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you guys so much. We're going to come back and interview more of the guys from the Rye High football team live at Whitby Castle, the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner. Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio live at the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner at Whitby Castle in Rye, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. It's Matt Zacho, and we have the celebrity of the evening, Dino Gar. He is the coach of the Rye High football team, and it's great to meet you. Number one, you've been a coach for how many years?
Oh, I would venture to say that I think 42 years.
Wow. 42 years. Wow. That's longer than some marriages.
Well, I've been fortunate, very fortunate.
How's it feel to have a great, this is your 300th win that we're celebrating tonight.
Right.
And wow. How's that feel? That you, I mean, we interviewed some of the players before, and they all love playing for you, so that must make you feel good.
There you go. It's all about the players and a great coaching staff. Obviously, the longevity it helps with winning, but as far as the success is basically because of dedicated young men who have given their best, and I have an outstanding staff, coaching staff. Some of them have been with me for 30 years.
Yeah, one of the guys we interviewed, one of the parents said he has five boys that have played for you.
Yeah.
And so that's impressive.
Yeah, probably Mr. Antico, but
yes,
there are several families. There are several families along that line, the Lavelles, the Anticos, Surhoffs in a lesser degree, but really.
I understand you beat Harrison twice.
This year, yes. Yep.
So that's the big rivalry.
It's a big rivalry.
That's got to be cool.
Yeah, well, when you win, it's cool.
Yeah, especially when you win the rivalry, right. the big game, right?
Right. So yeah, we've been very fortunate the last few years, and
so the previous record was like 8-2 or something. Or
this last year was 8-2.
Nice.
We lost in the championship.
Very impressive. Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, and we talked a little before we started the interview. I've played football myself. I played for Pop Warner. My dad was the president of Pop Warner in Kensico in Westchester.
Kensico
Vikings.
Great program. Yep.
And I played for Rye Country Day. So I can relate to, you know, the camaraderie and being part of a football team. It's not easy. As a student, you go to school, and then at the end of the day, you got to go to practice. But it builds character. And, you know, you start from preseason in the hot temperatures, conditioning. So the guys that follow through and they stick with it, it is a rewarding sport.
I think it's the ultimate team sport. And so also, I think one of the great sports that gives you lifelong lessons.
Is there anything you wanted to say about the other gentleman we're honoring who passed away, correct?
Yeah, Jim Yedowitz was a colleague of mine. I was in school. He was a teacher and a coach along with me. He did a tremendous job in the track and cross country. Running was his passion, similar to my passion in football and so on. But Jim was just a great, he loved his sport. And we're both very fortunate to love what we do and do what we love. It's a tragedy that he passed away, but he was doing, even to the last moment, he was coaching and doing what he loved best.
And you've been doing what you love best, and that leads me to my next question. Any plans for retirement?
No, it's a year-to-year-by thing.
Yeah.
As long as I enjoy it and as long as I have the great players that want me still to be around and my staff is still... look, as I said, I love what I do, and right now I plan on doing it for a while.
You're like the Jim Boeheim of Syracuse in a way, right? I mean... You know, we're talking longevity here. You know, it's impressive. 42 years, that is unbelievable. I don't know too many coaches that can say they were at a school for 42 years.
Right. Well, so. Six of those years were at Westlake. But
Westlake
High School, which is right. Yeah.
Valhalla?
In Valhalla.
Oh, that's where I grew up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were 6 years there from 79.
I had no idea.
So 79 to 84.
Interesting.
And then in 85, I came back to Rye.
Right.
And
so that's how you know about Pop Warner and
absolutely. I knew
Vikings.
Even before I was there.
Right.
They were a great program.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's a labor of love.
And tonight's dinner, is this a first, this type of... I know it's an annual dinner, but is this a first for you to be at the dinner? Are you here every year?
No, this is the first for me.
I'm
being honored as having my name put on as one of the scholarships by the Rye Rotary. So that's why it's...
Oh, okay.
And I'm here.
Very good.
But they did it for Jim, too, so it's...
So it's a big night.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I'm not going to take any more of your time because it is a social event, and we just appreciate you coming over and getting
honor.
On the radio with us. And, again, congratulations. You know, like I said, I played football, so I can relate to how important this is to the players, to the parents, to the school, to the Rotary.
And the community
and
is all that
coach.
Stuff. Yeah. No, it's a great honor, and it's something that I treasure and been entrusted to me, and it's a privilege.
Well, congratulations, Dino Gar, the high school football coach of Rye High. We are celebrating him along with Jim Yedowitz tonight here at the Whitby Castle in Rye, New York, the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner. Thanks again.
Thank you.
More coming up next on Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale.
just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
We are live, Westchester Talk Radio, here at the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner at Whitby Castle in Rye. It's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. And it is Matt Zacho here at the Whitby Castle in Rye, and the cocktail hour is underway. And our next guest is Pat Amendola. He is the retired athletic director for Rye City Schools. How are you, Pat? You look sharp regardless of what your friend was saying. You have the tie on. I do like your shoes. I don't think they're that casual. They are a very upscale for this event.
I try.
So tell me about the Rotary and their involvement with Rye High. So you were, how long were you an athletic director for the city?
I was in Rye for 14 years.
14?
And when I got there, I thought that it would be nice to find a way to honor our students in various ways. So I reached out to several fraternal organizations, and they all responded very positively. We've done a lot of nice things for kids besides scholarships, you know, little dinners, sponsoring a tournament, you know, giving some trophies, just being there, knowing that if I needed something to make an event better, they would always be there for us.
And how long was this? This was a while ago where you started
doing
this. Oh,
yeah, we started in 92.
Wow.
And I don't know if there was any involvement prior to that time. If there was, it was limited. But I kind of pushed the envelope a little bit, and all these organizations in Rye really came through for me, and I think they're still doing a wonderful job.
That's awesome, and it sounds like you had a big part in getting it in motion. So that's respectable, and I'm sure they appreciate everything you've done as an athletic director for the Rye schools.
I think they do, and I appreciate being invited here tonight because, you know, it's tough coaching in today's world, and these two gentlemen have done it for quite a long time.
Speaking of that, tell me about the two guys that are being honored tonight here at Whitby Castle for the Rotary Foundation dinner.
Well, from a personality standpoint, you couldn't get two more unlike people. But from a commitment and a love for what they do and a passion for their sports, they're very similar. You know, Dino was the feisty football coach, you know, worked the kids really hard, always fair, wanting his team to be as competitive as possible. While Jim was more or less the nurturing type of coach, and he brought kids out of the woodwork to run track.
Track, right.
And he just was the guru of track in Rye, in my opinion, and we developed a program in track. I have to say that I feel like I was very helpful to Jim in starting a winter track program and really getting our modified track program off the ground. And I would venture to say that the cross-country winter track and spring track probably have more participants than any other sport in Rye. And I give him all the credit in the world for that. You would want your kid to run and be coached by Jim Yedowitz.
Oh, really? So what about the 300th win for Rye football and Dino?
Well, Dino and I go back a long, long time. In fact, Dino was very good friends with one of my brothers. So I know Dino has coached a long time, and I don't want this to sound too trite, but when you coach for a long time, the wins are going to come. You got to give him credit for coaching such a long time. It's not easy.
Oh, no.
Physically or emotionally, and especially in communities like Rye and Harrison, there's an expectation to win.
Yes,
and
especially when you're playing Harrison.
Especially when you're playing Harrison, and you really have to toe that line, and he's done a wonderful job with it.
That's been a rivalry from the beginning.
I think it's one of the longest football rivalries in the country.
Wow, that is cool. I remember even going to some of the games just because, you know, it was the game to go to.
Yeah, I mean, to get 7 or 8 or even 10,000 people at these games, you know, and having them go smoothly.
It's like Texas football.
Well, that's right. That's right. But, you know, the coach sets the tone for good behavior at games like that.
Uh-huh.
And you have to give both the Harrison coach and the Rye coach a lot of credit. At least during my tenure, there were, you know, a lot of emotions involved in those games, a lot of close games, and everyone handled themselves quite well. And I think the kids have tremendous memories from
you
that.
You sound like an athletic director with what you were just saying there. You know, it sounds like you have passion for the sports, and I can appreciate that because I played football too.
Yeah. Well, I say this all the time. I think every kid should have to be involved in something.
Right.
I would prefer it be athletics because I think it's one activity in school that you learn so much about yourself that you can't learn within the four walls of a classroom.
Correct.
And, I mean, look at football. You start off in the hot and humid weather of August.
Right.
And you're playing
Pre-season.
Right through November till snow and cold
right.
and you're wondering, what are we doing out here?
Yeah.
Track is such a different animal in that it's all about getting better yourself.
Right.
You know, and sticking to it and believing in your coach and the workouts he puts forth for you to do every day and just competing. I mean, it's a wonderful life lesson.
Let me ask you this. As far as the event goes, do they have, are they going to have speakers going up or is it just a...
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. So have you been to these dinners before?
Well, I have been to some dinners before, but none specifically for this reason.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, enjoy it. It was a great speaking with you. I'm sure the Rye community appreciates everything you've done over the years. It is very nice to meet you. Pat Amendola, the retired athletic director for the Rye City Schools. And we will be back with more interviews coming up from Whitby Castle, the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner. We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester Talk Radio live at the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner here at Whitby Castle in Rye, New York. And it's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durrani Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. And, of course, follow us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and on Instagram at Shark Creative. It is Matt Zacho having a good time here at the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner, which the people are starting to eat, and the night is definitely underway. We talked to Coach Dino Gar just before, and right now we have Richard Flahive, who is the Rye Rotary president-elect. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, and thank you for helping us find the people to interview, like the coach, which was great. I mean, I had a great time interviewing him. He is definitely a football coach of coaches. I mean, 42 years he's been coaching, so that was just cool to interview him, you know?
Yeah, I this event kind of just really was spurred kind of organically, through the club. Everyone's obviously involved with the community, and when Dino had won his game, you know, and then with the passing of Jim, you know, not too long ago, it just made a lot of sense to do something in their honor.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and
very exciting too. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
300th win.
300th win. You know, I'm actually not from Rye. I work here now, and I, you know, just doing kind of short math in my head, I said, okay, well, if he's coached for 30 years, that's 10 wins a year. And what football coach wins 10 wins a year? It has to be more.
Right.
So 42 years, I mean.
So the math didn't add up until you put it all together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm not from Rye either, but I went to Rye Country Day. So it's kind of nice to be a little further down the post road where Rye High is and this awesome castle. So it's fun to come back to Rye. I grew up in Valhalla, but I live in Connecticut. So I'm like you in that sense where, you know, you're involved now, but, you know, you're not from here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's I will say it's you know, not having known all these people my entire life, you really do get a sense of family even as an outsider, right? I mean, everyone's so welcoming. You know, the Rotary Club here, Angela, she's done a great job.
Yeah,
I mean,
tell me about this event, because, you know, we interviewed some other people and they know more about, you know, the Rotary and coaching and so forth, and their sons playing on the team. But the event itself, yeah. It's an annual dinner?
So, we do annual dinners. The actual content and the subject of the dinner will change kind of on a yearly basis there. This dinner, as I mentioned, you know, this just kind of fell into our laps. But, you know, it's something we try to do every year. What it does is, it's basically a fundraiser. So we're raising, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of money just that we're giving back to the community in the way of scholarships, service projects, kind of all of the above.
How do you raise the money? Is it for the tables?
For the tables, okay. The tickets, as well as just sponsorships, the journals you have in front of you there.
Right.
You know, and honestly, when so many people in the community have been touched by these coaches, once the word really got out, I mean, people were jumping at the bit to really get their names in the hat and involved.
Right.
So it was.
Yeah, everybody wants to be part of a winning team and a likable,
absolutely.
A very well-liked coach. And, I mean, the football players themselves were just saying, like, you know, they love the coach, you know.
Yeah, and you could tell. I mean, you know, what's beautiful after this event, we're naming two scholarships, actually, in Dino Gar's name as well as Jim Yedowitz's name.
Right. Good to point that out. Dino mentioned that.
Yeah. So
and that's very cool.
Yeah.
And he was very honored about that.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, anyone who gives that much of their time to a community, I think, you know, we're doing the right thing here.
Absolutely.
You know, and it'll benefit, you know, kind of the high school students, you know, going on to college. I hear it's quite expensive nowadays.
Yeah, speaking of that, there was a thing on Good Morning America today, and they were honoring a bus driver that was so well-liked at one of the schools. I think it was a school in the South. But it was just great. They gave her breakfast in bed, and Sam Champion was interviewing her,
wow.
And they surprised her. And it's touching because, you know, kids look up to... You know, it could be a bus driver. It could be a coach.
Sure.
And so this is very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we're at the castle's great. They've been a good partner of ours. We're here. Our meetings are here every Friday at 12. The first Thursday of the month, we do a night meeting here as well. Open to any and all. You know, the Rotary Club here, as Angela mentioned, you know, it's been, you know, 70, 80 years here now.
Wow.
You know, they've given over, you know, almost $500 million in scholarship money.
Wow, that's
which
great.
Is really powerful. And, you know, we do a lot with the youth as well as just service projects, you know, cleaning the town.
Yeah, and you're talking from a local standpoint of the Rye Rotary, because there's obviously, we talked to Chris earlier, and the Rotary is as big as, well, he covers Westchester, Staten Island, you know.
And Bermuda, too.
Oh, he does, yeah. So this, you're talking just Rye.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of our efforts are focused locally, but, you know, there is a lot to do as well on the international level. It's an international organization, which I imagine Chris mentioned. You know, it's, you know, we're giving out, you know, not only just scholarships, but we'll provide aid to places around the world that are in need,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, clothing, food, water, et cetera.
That's great.
But, yeah, on the local level is where we spend most of our time, you know, helping out at the Nature Center.
Is there anything you could say for somebody who might be listening that might want to get involved with the Rotary? How would they go about it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, ryerotary.org is our website.
Okay.
We're on Facebook at Rye Rotary as well.
It's a
volunteer organization. You know, there's a small dues. It obviously goes back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, like I said, it's a great organization. I've been in the club a couple of years now. And, you know, for someone who didn't come from a kind of a volunteer background necessarily, it's honestly, and not to sound cheesy or hammy by any means, it really gives you a sense of purpose. I mean, things we do in the community, the things that, you know, not just myself, but everyone does in the club. I mean, you know, it's not just a one or two man organization. It's a collective.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I'm going to let you get back to the festivities because before you know it, the night will be over. Richard Flahive, the Rye Rotary president-elect, thanks so much.
Yep, appreciate
You're doing
it.
A
thanks
great
for having
job.
Me on.
Yes.
Thank you.
More after this coming up next on Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Westchester Talk Radio live here at the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner at Whitby Castle in Rye, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. It's Matt Zacho, and we are getting set to kick off this annual event. And with me, my special guest, our first victim, we like to say, is Craig Antico. He is a Rye High parent. And how you doing, Craig? I see you got the Rye Garnets shirt on. You look like a coach, but you're not. You're a parent.
No, I'm a parent. We're all coaches of our kids in parenthood. I've got five boys.
You have five boys, and all five have completed, or they're still going to Rye High?
The last one just went through Dino Gar's football program, and he's graduating this year and going to Sacred Heart.
So while we're on the subject, you know, if you're not from around the area, you don't really know that Dino has been coaching for a long time, right?
Yes. It's his second stint, and he's just came up with his 300th win, which is an amazing feat.
And we're celebrating him and Jim Yedowitz, who was the track coach who's passed away.
Yes, teacher and track coach at Rye High, yes.
So the late Jim Yedowitz. So this is a fundraiser to raise money for the Rotary Club.
Yeah, what I'm here for tonight is to raise money. I'm going to be selling a 50-50 raffle, and we're going to raise money. Every year since 1962, the Rotary has been giving away scholarships each year. This year, one is going to be named for Dino Gar, one is for Jim Yedowitz, and then another one is for one of the other people. And they give away $15,000 a year.
Wow, that's impressive. So this looks like the cocktail hour is about to start very soon, and then it's the dinner. And do they make announcements?
They
and how
do.
Does it work?
They've every year they have this annual event. They raise money for their scholarships, and then they just commend people for what they've done, you know, over the years. And it's just a networking fun event for them.
So five boys through Rye High. That's a lot of boys, number one.
Oh, thank my wife for that.
Yeah. And they all played football.
They all played football. My youngest, Chad, is going to Sacred Heart to play football. Actually.
Wow. So that's impressive. Now, what is the what's the latest statistics on the Rye football team as far as the latest record?
You know, they did really well last year. They just had one loss at the end that just they were going to go to the finals.
And they play teams like what? Harrison, and what are some of the teams they play
in
Westchester?
Harrison is the biggest rivalry in
Westchester.
Yes,
because I remember when I went to Rye Country Day, I remember we used to go to the Rye High games, the Rye Harrison games, because that was like the game to go to. Yeah. And so that's the rivalry. You know, the private school is it's Rye and Brunswick. You know, that's the rivalry for Rye Country Day. But for Rye High, it's Harrison.
Yeah.
And do you play other teams like White Plains?
No, we're in the A division. They're in the double A in White Plains, for example. So we'll play towns like Pleasantville and schools that are of the same size as us.
Right.
You know, that's what you have to do. Your A division is all the same size schools. Every year it changes because there's so many teams in Division A.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 15 teams. So every year you find out which of the 15 teams you're going to play that year. So for me to name them off wouldn't be doing it justice.
So this is your fifth time coming to this event?
No, actually, it's my third time coming.
Third time?
Yeah, my third time.
And why don't you talk about the Rotary a little bit more, just so we get an idea?
Yeah, I'm not a Rotarian, as they call themselves. But they have an organization that's 500 Rotary clubs like this one. And although I'm not an expert at it, they get matching funds. So this year, for example, they're going to be doing some initiatives. One is a K-12 event initiative that's going to help fund many of the things that the schools don't fund for them. So they'll either give in kind or they'll give money to the schools to fund some of the things from K to 12. They're also doing an opioid abuse initiative as well, because this is devastating our communities. We've had about 7 young people die from the opioid crisis here
right.
in Rye.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's very serious.
It's very serious. And one of the things I do, I run a charity that abolishes medical debt, RIP medical debt.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that? That was my next question.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but you led right into it. So
this is our 6th year. We raise money, and instead of collecting on the dollars, we actually go to debt markets and buy the debt that's owed by people that can't afford it. And this is medical debt.
And that can run thousands.
Oh, it's you know, people are one accident or illness away from disaster in this country. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we buy it at pennies on the dollar. We have abolished over $635 million of debt.
That's awesome.
For people. For over 300,000 people.
Wow.
So it's really starting to take off.
So you've helped people sleep better.
Yeah,
because when you have debt, it's tough.
Creditors
are calling, and it's terrible. You can't sleep.
No,
so
and people are very proud.
Yes.
And there's two things about medical debt. One, you want to pay your debts, and you don't talk about illness.
Right.
Like we talk about the opioid crisis.
Right.
And mental health.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't ever want to talk about those uh-huh. things, but we got to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And we got to help each other.
Right.
It's a community.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
So are you from Rye? Did you grow
I'm
up
from
here?
Rye. Well, my wife's from Rye, Jessica.
Did you go to Rye High?
I didn't. I went to White Plains High School.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, we moved here about 20 years ago.
So you're entrenched in the Rye High community, and this is a beautiful castle.
Oh,
I've never
is.
Been here.
The Whitby Castle is wonderful.
This castle's been around forever, right?
Since
what, the 1800s or something?
I think so. It's crazy.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add before we take a
break? I'm glad I got to come up. And
yeah.
Please support your Rotary Club. And
is there any websites you'd like to give out that off the top of your mind?
Well, my website for RIP Medical Debt is ripmedicaldebt.org. And they can go there. They can see. We've been on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. We've been on with John Oliver. Last week tonight with John Oliver.
Right.
It's really a big thing. A lot of faith-based
right.
churches are now supporting this. It's,
uh-huh.
it's a pretty amazing thing. But thanks for having
Very
me.
Very cool. Yes, Craig Antico, one of the Rye parents here. 5 boys going through Rye High playing football. All 5 of them. You
all
said
5 of them.
That's pretty impressive. And any injuries?
A
few here and there.
Several.
not just an ice pack, but any broken bones.
Yeah, we've got dislocated
things. And separated shoulder.
Concussions. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, football's a great sport regardless.
It is. And Dino Gar has been there as a father to many of these kids. That's who we're honoring tonight.
That's awesome. Is he going to be here tonight?
He will be here.
That's great.
I saw him the other day. He said he's coming.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Craig.
Thanks,
a reminder,
Matt.
Yeah, have a great night. Follow us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and also on Instagram at Shark Creative. Coming up more from the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner here at Whitby Castle in Rye, New York. Westchester Talk Radio. Westchester Talk Radio live at the Rye Rotary Foundation annual dinner here at Whitby Castle in Rye, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. It's Matt Zacho. Our next guest is Chris Chatur. He is from the Rye Rotary. You're the district governor.
I'm the district governor. I'm not from Rye Rotary. I'm the district governor of the entire district.
Oh, okay. So the whole district includes?
Rotary clubs in Westchester, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten
oh, wow.
Island, and Bermuda.
Oh, you are very important. You're more important than I thought. We're talking more than just, we're talking more than Rye here.
Yes, we're certainly talking a lot more than Rye. Yes.
So, okay, so let's start from what a lot of people don't really understand, including myself, to be honest, what a Rotary really does. Like, what is the function of a Rotary?
Rotary provides an opportunity for people to advance international understanding and peace while also permitting people to involve in community service to improve their local communities. It's a network of people united by a passion for helping humanity. We have 1.25 million members spread out over 35,000 plus clubs all over the world, 217 countries. And the way it is structured is individual Rotary clubs, like the Rye Rotary Club, is part of the district. And there are 548 districts that comprise Rotary International. And the headquarters is in Evanston, Illinois. You might have heard of our biggest success story so far, the eradication of polio from almost the entire planet, which has been a campaign for over 30-plus years. And now we are on the towards the fag end of that, where there are just about a handful of cases in 3 countries. But otherwise, polio is eradicated in all those places where it was thought endemic, even places like India, Nigeria, all over the world. So that wow. is, I believe that really deserves a wow. That is, that is probably the biggest public health success story of the last century.
Yeah. So as far as Westchester goes, we're here in Rye, and you're here at the dinner, and you're here for the support of the other Rotary members from Rye.
Correct. We support, as a district, we support the clubs in whatever way they want. We run programs for assisting clubs to learn and to understand what are the opportunities available to enable people to network. So that is how we are able not only to develop relationships across clubs, across countries, and across all kinds of jurisdictions.
Now, people that are involved in the Rotary, are there paid members and then volunteers, or is everybody a volunteer, or how's that work?
Well, nobody is paid if you're talking about a salaried employee, no.
Okay.
Rotary comprises entirely of people motivated by a desire to network and to advance, as I said, international peace and understanding and community service. And one of our biggest assets is the Rotary Foundation, which has got net worth of over $1.5 billion, that's billion with a B. And it enables us to conduct all kinds of projects, big and small, and provides an opportunity for multiplying your donation. You see, typically, there are a lot of charitable causes, not to run down any other charity organization, they're all wonderful. But typically, for example, you give say you give $1,000 to a charity, you have given $1,000. But if you work through the Rotary Foundation, the huge advantage is that you're able to network and multiply the effect of your donation. So, for example, we have another one of our clubs, just like the Rye Club in Yonkers, that recently constructed, completely rehabilitated, a children's basketball court, which was a total project of about $54,000.
Wow.
But out of that, the local Rotary Club raised only $6,500. The rest of the money came from international partners, global partners, Rotary Foundation, etc. So the effect of multiplication is brought home by the Rotary Foundation. One of the best, most transparent organizations rated always in the top 5 over the last couple of decades in terms of transparency, efficiency, etc. Look up charitynavigator.com, charitywatch.com, etc. So Rotary is basically an opportunity. We have all kinds of programs. We have programs for the young people. Beginning in school, we have an Interact program, and then we have a RILA program, which is in this part of the world. RILA is typically in an overnight 3-day camp. In some places, it is a week-long camp in summer where teenagers come in. This year, we had a sold-out house where teenagers come in, and after the 2 days, they're so excited, they don't want to go back home. Mm-hmm. So it's a phenomenal experience. And then we have a youth exchange, which is an opportunity for youngsters between 15 to 18 and a half to participate either in a short-term exchange program or in a long-term exchange program. The short-term exchange is between 3 weeks to 8 weeks, and the long-term exchange is up to a year, academic year. So, for example, a high school student who wants to spend a year, let's say, in Germany or in Taiwan or Thailand would apply through us. It is the cheapest scholarship because you don't pay for tuition, you don't pay for room and board. all you bear is your insurance cost and your airfare, and that covers the whole year.
Wow.
And then we have a short-term program, which is typically takes place during summer, between peers. So, for example, a teenager in New York might be able to have an exchange with another teenager in Germany or in Tokyo, wherever.
Interesting.
And then we go on to Rotaract, which is another youth program, which is a smaller version of Rotary, which is but for the younger crowd. And then they come on to Rotary. So we're involved in a lot of things.
I learned a lot, and I'm sure anybody listening just learned a lot, too. So one more question for you. Tell me about the Rotary and their involvement with Rye High School.
I am really not the best person to answer that because I do not belong to the Rye Club.
Yeah, but from
but
your
I
perspective.
Do know from, see, we. I can give you a generalized answer on that one.
That's fine.
How Rotary gets involved in high schools. So there are high schools, for example, the three programs that I mentioned to you. The Interact program. Interact is a phenomenal opportunity to develop character, to build organizational skills, and to also give the opportunity for leadership skills. So Interact is an organization oriented towards that. For example, we Rotary International, and also you get a lot of international opportunities. For example, Rotary International runs a video competition, international video competition, which where the high school students are given a theme and asked to make a video on that theme lasting anywhere between 3 to 10 minutes, okay? And last year, there was something like 198 entries from 40 different countries.
Nice.
So it wouldn't it be something if, for example, your son or your daughter were able to say, I won the first prize in the international video competition where there were 198.
My daughter would love that.
So we give opportunity, we present opportunities. The youth exchange is another such opportunity. We give the opportunity to students. But ultimately, everything depends on volunteers. We are all volunteers. None of us is paid. We do it because we want to do it. We believe in community service. We believe in international understanding. And we believe in advancing international peace.
Well, so. I would say that's a good way to end this interview. You have summed it up completely for us. Thank you so much, Chris Chitter. Did I say your last name correctly?
Close enough. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't you say it? How do you say it correctly?
Chris Chitur.
Chitur. Okay. There we go. Well, thank you so much. Great interview. And we're going to come back with more at the Whitby Castle, the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner. And a reminder to follow us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and on Instagram at Shark Creative. More coming up from the Rye Rotary Foundation dinner after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.